Episode 274, Proverbs Every Day. Yeah, gonna be fun today. We're gonna watch me try and mispronounce things horribly today. It's gonna happen. Just a way this goes sometimes. Let's have a quick moment of prayer and then we'll dive right in. Father God, thank you so much for another day and more wisdom that you bring our way. Father God, we pray that you will make this time a blessing for us, that you will give us wisdom that we can actually use. And also, Father, today I ask a special blessing that you would give us something today that isn't necessary for today, but that we will recognize later, a seed that is planted for something down the road. So whatever that looks like. Father, we do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right, everybody. Yeah, last 2 days. It's hard to believe that, I guess time flies and you're having fun and all that, but I don't know if it's just what's going on in the rest of my life or the fact that this daily practice has been so ingrained that it's just amazing to me how fast time seems to be going by. But yeah, as we look to close up the ninth season of this, the ninth month in a row, 274th episode of this, just really does amaze me. And just thank you all for making this happen, for your support, be it by sharing things or just by showing up. It means the world to me. Because the words of Agur, the son of Jakka, the prophecy. The man says to Itiliel and to Iliel, to Yukul. I am more boorish than anyone. I lack human discernment. I have not learned enough wisdom to know the Holy One. Now, if you want to start with humility, that's it right there. When one of the more wise people on the planet that has studied and done all this is saying this, that should tell us a lot. Oh, let's have some fun with this. Verse 4. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has cupped the wind in the palm of his hands? Who has wrapped up the waters in his cloak? Who established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. It is just really a cool, a call forward to Jesus here. That we were expecting a son way back when, and it even shows up in Proverbs, and that is that's cool to me. Yeah. Verse 5, every word of God's is pure. He shields those taking refuge in him. I could probably highlight the entire chapter. Don't add anything to his words, or he will rebuke you and you'll be found a liar. Verse 7 to God, I have asked two things of you. Don't deny them to me as long as I live. Keep falsehood and futility far from me, and give me neither poverty nor wealth. Yes, provide just the food I need today. For if I have too much, I might deny you and say, who is Adonai? Okay, there we go. This is a great kind of listing of the human spirit. It says, and if I am poor, I might steal, thus profane the name of my God. So it's, this remains one of my favorites in all the Proverbs for this reason. It has such a poignant desire for truth and that sort of thing, yes, but it is a very, very practical look at the character we should have. And those kind of boundary markers, neither poverty nor wealth, you know, find that in between. And that may look different for everyone else, but the reality is that those lines are drawn as boundaries, and we're wanting to God to put us in between those, so we're not feeling the pressure of too much or too little. And then by the way, this is something that I heard when I was in college. It was an interpretation of the Lord's Prayer, where the notion of "Give us today our daily bread," it was actually interpreted by the scholar as "Give us today tomorrow's bread," which is an interesting call out, kind of to this. Just provide me what I need for today. If I have too much, I might deny you. So keep me in dependence on you, but provide for that each day. And it's a tough one, right? I mean, we don't tend to live that lifestyle as in literally, but what if our attitude about what we have came out of this, of saying, God's allowing me this today. God provided this today. He blessed me with this today. What if that were an everyday thing? And I think, and I could be wrong here, but this could be a major motivation for people making it a practice to pray over their meals, is this sort of thing. Giving thanks, and it's appropriate for that reason. And then also not wanting poverty. So it's saying that, you know, Don't allow me to push these boundaries that make me, you know, push what is good character. Yeah, just cool stuff. Verse 10, never disparage a slave to his master, or he will curse you and you will deserve it. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm working on some stuff for next week that should be pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit. Verse 11, there's a type of people who curse their fathers and don't bless their mothers. I'm not going to reveal too much about this. It's not inappropriate. But let's just say there's someone in my life where this is on my mind, that society has influenced their child to want to abandon a lot of things, including disparaging the parents. And it is a agenda-driven. It is obvious and it is absolutely and positively evil. And it is breaking my heart. Yeah. There's a type of people clean in their own view, but not cleansed from their filth. There is a type of people, how haughty their look, utterly supercilious. Fifth grade reading level, come on. There's a type of people whose teeth are like swords. Yes, their fangs are knives. They devour the poor from the earth, the needy from humankind. I need to not think about that this morning any further. I am a bit consumed with some things about all this that I actually need to allow myself a psychological break. And so I'm going to just continue on. The leech has two daughters. They cry, give, give. Three things are never satisfied. Four never say enough. Shoal, a barren womb. The earth, never satisfied with water. And fire, which never says enough. Greed is not always, you know, actually, let me just say this. It needs to be said, our modern world has this incredibly twisted. There is a notion of greed being exclusive to those that have. And I'm going to throw the flag on that play. You know, totally penalty flag, wrong kind of flag, but wrong. Greed comes from those who want what others have. Greed comes from those who want what others have. Those that have aren't concerned about it. They're just not. This notion that if you are wealthy, you had to have been greedy. Our society has it so twisted. And they hate anybody who says otherwise. And so I'm going to get vitriol from this. What drives me crazy, however, and why I will not tolerate this, because we become what we tolerate, is when I see this in the church. When I see people in the church that assume that just because someone has wealth or has money or has been given lots of things to resources from God, that they are somehow greedy and that's the only way they could have possibly got it. If that is you, you need to go to God right now and repent. Period. If you are making that assumption, if you are thinking you can see into other people's hearts and see what they are, you need to repent right now. Yeah, sorry to be so fired up about this, but I am just done. I saw somebody yesterday post some things that I was just appalled. I thought they were a true Christian believer that really thinks that only God knows the hearts of mankind, but apparently she knows better. And I hope you're watching. You need to repent. Arr. I need to repent. I get this every now and then. I get that sense of like jealousy, that sense that, oh, why is that working for them and it's not working for me? They're not even a good person. What do I know about them? Nothing. That's between them and God. I need to focus on me. If I'm always looking for what give, that's the leech. I don't want to be that. Can you tell the deeds is a bit fired up about this right now? Let's go. Verse 17, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obeying his mother will be pecked out by the ravens in the valley and the vultures will eat it. Ouch. Ouch. Three things are too wonderful for me. All right, hang on a second. You need to see the smile on my face about this. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the open sea, and the way of a man with a girl. Folks, there are things that, if you really think about it, we think we can explain. We think we can scientifically say the way it is, whatever. We even try to explain how God created the earth and all those kind of things. And we try to explain it in a way that makes sense to us. But guess what? There's always mysteries. There's always things beyond our knowledge. And that's a good thing. If any of you can explain to me how romantic love actually works, I would be impressed. And I would also think you're putting it in a box. It is one of those things where it's just like, these are things that have nuances that I will never understand and always be looking at in wonder. You know, how can my heart be steeled away to another human being with such utter fervor that I can't I can't even control it? It's just awesome. All right, verse 20. This is how an unfaithful wife behaves. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says, "I did nothing wrong." Verse 21. Moving on. Three things that make the earth quake. I just can't. Three things that make the earth quake. Four things it can't bear. A slave who becomes king. A boar gorged with food. That's the stupid, lazy person. A hated wife when her husband takes her back. What? And a slave girl who inherits from her mistress. These things make the earth quake, and it can't bear up against them, apparently. That translation is new for me. The hated wife when her husband takes her back. Yeah, that's a new one. we'll red mark that guy. Four things on the earth are small. Nevertheless, they're very wise. The ants, a species not strong, yet they store up their food in the winter. So they're not strong yet. Store up their food in the summer. They're prepared. The conies, a species with little power, yet they make their home on the rocks. Yeah, there's various ways I've seen this translated, but it's basically just a rock lizard. Or something like that. I'm not really 100% sure. This one's cool. The locusts, who have no king, yet they all march out in ranks. This is a leaderless class, and they somehow make it happen. They know what to do, and they just do it. Not true of humans. And the spiders, which you can catch in your hand, yet they are in the king's palace. Interesting that spiders for this. Usually I've seen that translated as lizard. But I mean, it says something so small you can catch it and just like kill it instantly. Yet they're in the king's palace and you're not. These are fascinating. Let's get through this. Verse 29, three things are stately in their stride, four of stately gait. The lion, mightiest of beasts, which turns aside for none. The greyhound, the billy goat, and the king when the army is with him. If you have been boorish, exalting yourself, or if you have been scheming, lay your hand on your mouth. Shut up. For as pressing milk produces butter, and pressing the nose produces blood, so pressing out anger produces strife. Keep pushing it. It'll keep getting worse. My goodness. All right. Well, I got to preaching at you. Tomorrow's going to be another day, a great day. Everybody's favorite proverb tomorrow. If you're viewing this before 10 a.m. Central, let me... I'll try to remember to put a link in the comments of our my church worship service. I'm actually going to be playing this Sunday. It's been a weird between being gone and sick, and then I'll be gone again next week. I haven't been playing a lot, so I'll actually get to play tomorrow. So looking forward to that, and I'll try and remember to get you the link to see that live. That's the thing, and then. Yeah. Proverbs 31 tomorrow, ending out our time in the complete Jewish Bible. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're going to enjoy seeing something new about Proverbs 31 tomorrow. You're going to see an acrostic that's difficult to translate to the screen, but... we're going to go there. And I'm sure if anyone is a Hebrew scholar, they will be having a lot of fun correcting me tomorrow, because this one is, plenty of that. So I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest. And... sorry for yelling at you. Maybe I'm sorry, but not sorry. Passion is important. Love you guys, and we'll see you once again tomorrow.